Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Big ball of booze, man. I'll tell you what. From Underrock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is the Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen. Follow them now on iTunes. I promise you won't. I mean, you will be entertained.
Come on, open.
Hello. Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show. Chameleon, are you still awake? Oh my goodness.
I'm digging that.
Welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
We have once again Marcus Redman to kick the new year. Yes.
Part 2.
Hey gang. Don't mind me. I just got a big old bottle of whiskey.
Already at it. You know, it's 4 in the morning. You know that, right? No, I'm just kidding.
It's the best time to drink whiskey.
5 p.m. Here on a great first Sunday of January.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Yes.
This is a big year.
It is.
I mean, they're all big years.
Yes.
So. I know, yeah. But I've heard that it's a big year from so many people this year.
Really?
So I believe it, yeah.
It's a big year.
Yeah,
a lot of big things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Sure are.
And there's a big bottle of whiskey. There's your proof.
That's a proof. Big year for a big
bullet
bottle of
bourbon.
Yeah,
Frontier whiskey.
Yes, that's bourbon. Now see, this is from Kentucky.
Yeah,
I'm not mistaken.
Born and raised.
I got it as a gift. Is that any good? Is that good stuff?
Yes, it is.
You know, I tried a little bit too.
It's horrible.
It was good.
It's terrible.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go ahead and take it off your hands.
So okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with all of that.
No, it's very good. It's very good. Because, you know, you got bourbon, which comes from Kentucky.
Yes.
And you got whiskey proper, which comes from Tennessee.
Oh.
So that's why you have the country song Tennessee Whiskey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's a little bit different. Tastes a little bit different than Kentucky whiskey.
I had no idea. I don't know where beer comes from.
Beer comes from wheat.
Yeah, that's true.
Wheat,
that's true.
Barley. It's basically a salad. That's what says beer. So if you're drinking beer.
You're drinking salad.
It's healthy. Good for you. Start your year right.
I don't like
brew.
Beer. It's
no, really?
So gross to me.
Does it?
Yeah, she doesn't really drink much. She likes wine. She'll drink some wine.
Here and there.
What kind? Yeah. What do you dig?
What was that one?
The red stuff?
The red stuff.
Yeah, it's not
Merlot.
Not Stella Rosa, that other one that you got me.
Oh, yes.
What is
that called? Something with an S.
Anyways.
But that's the brand. Like, what's the actual type of wine, though?
Yeah, like, no, it's not Stella Rosa. Yeah,
is it like a cab? Is it a Syrah?
It's dry. It's red, but it's dry.
A red dry wine.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
She'll think of it.
It'll come.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's quick-witted.
Evidently not today.
Not today.
Maybe
it's a new
year. Needed a drink.
I'm going to try some of this, though.
There's a little bit of whiskey in the room. So,
yeah.
That might help things along.
There's a big
That's what
bottle.
I'm talking about.
It's nearly the size of my head. Actually, I think it's bigger than my head. Yeah, there you go. It is bigger than my head.
It is.
Bottle of whiskey, yeah. Man. It's fantastic.
I was going to try some in the Tai Chi. No, Chai Tea.
Chai Tea.
Yeah, Tai Chi is.
Tai Chi
that's
is
a whole different situation.
Yeah.
A whole different thing.
Both from Asia, though, so still good.
You're taking it like a cough syrup.
You're doing a shot in the cap?
Yeah, in the cap. Because I don't.
Understand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. There we go.
Okay.
A little bit of whiskey never hurt anybody.
How is it?
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is great.
It's fantastic stuff.
I'm going to pour the rest in my.
Oh, man. I'm a little afraid.
Whiskey never hurts anybody.
I've never tried whiskey, to be honest.
You've never tried whiskey?
Yeah.
Do you want to try some?
Well, I think we need to.
I think we need to, yeah.
Okay. I think this has to happen.
All right. I don't know if you can handle this.
She's never tried it. Why?
Yeah, like, and it's a small little...
half of whatever you
don't
got.
Don't justify it. Just give it to her.
Just do it.
It's on the show. It's exploration. So, you know, let's explore.
You can put it in your little bottle cap there if you want to.
It's like, I feel like I'm taking medicine when I was a kid and I had my juice on it.
That's just because of the thing it's in.
Yeah.
Go ahead and sip it.
You're
all
right.
It'll warm the cockles.
One.
Oh my gosh, she's so nervous.
Yeah.
I am. Okay.
What's gonna happen? No, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no! What are you doing? You can't chase it.
You gotta taste it first.
Oh man!
Like gasoline, man.
Gasoline?
This is like gas. Like, I feel like I just drank gas.
That's just because it's the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's an acquired taste.
Woo!
Ah, there we go.
Oh, see? Yes.
That's where you want to be. That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
You want to be where Patrick's
at. Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good for you. It's good for the soul.
It's good for the soul.
2019. See? This is how you started your year. Next year, you'll be an aficionado. You won't be worrying about wine.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy whiskey. You'll know what to do. Smoking cigars, dancing on tables.
That's right.
Living la vida loca.
There it is.
Well, there are a lot of crazy drivers in the New Year's happening. Did you deal with any of that?
One of them.
Really?
Yeah, man.
No.
I love driving.
Oh, okay.
No, seriously, I do. I love it. People always complain about the traffic and the whatnot and the thing and the thing.
Uh-huh.
Put on a little bit of music. Enjoy the road, man. I love driving. It's fantastic.
That's true. I've been listening to classical.
Mm. Who? What composer?
Vivaldi.
Oh, I love that dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's probably my favorite.
Beethoven, Mozart.
Yeah.
But Vivaldi, yeah, I've been listening to a lot because a lot of his songs are very fast paced.
Yeah.
More than most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of all these, probably
La Folia is the one that I really love.
She look at one sip of whiskey.
One sip.
Elevating
and she's
the
translate,
show.
She's speaking right? French and this whatever. That's amazing. I'm telling you, this thing can
cure
miracles.
Diseases.
You know? Yeah.
Listen, when I was a kid and I would get a cold, which I'm, you know, you can probably hear, there's still a little bit going on. My dad, he would slip me a little bit of whiskey, my tea. My mother would make for me. Work like a charm.
Yeah?
Really?
Like a charm.
That's
so I have this, you know, affectionate memory and feeling for whiskey because of that.
That's why you love it so much. Yep. Yeah, every post on Instagram, it's not all whiskey. That's not where I'm going. If you're chilling, you're you know what? We're going to make you a shirt.
Oh,
we're gonna make him a shirt.
Okay, called what? What is it gonna say?
Life is whiskey.
Yeah, that works.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That works.
We'll
That's
get
a
you
hashtag.
That.
Hashtag yeah. Life is whiskey.
We'll get you that shirt.
I can't say it's untrue.
Yeah.
I think it's true.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Well, what my mom gave me, she would give me lemonade. That's lame, huh?
Yeah.
There's nothing medicinal in lemonade.
Yeah.
It's like, it's probably sugar, so it makes it worse, no?
No, without sugar, it helps balance out the pH levels.
Oh, she gave you lemons.
Yeah, like real lemonade.
Yeah, but...
out of lemons.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, but there's no sweetener.
No, it was like medicine.
So it's just lemons.
Mm-hmm, lemon juice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good, though. I felt better.
Yeah.
Lemon's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little lemon in the whiskey every now and again. hurts absolutely nothing.
Well, I know you wanted to talk about, what was it, something related
who
to
Patrick?
Yeah, something related to me.
Something related to toilet.
Well, yeah,
this is what you brought me down here to talk about toilet. if this is what we're doing, I mean, I'm down. I'm just going to need a little bit more of that.
No,
whiskey.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
We got to wait till it. Okay, it's clogged. No, so the reason why you wanted to talk about this, have you ever tried a bidet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic.
I never heard of it, and I was at a customer's house because I do telecommunications.
Oh, nice.
I install networks and stuff like that.
He was just at Sinbad's house.
Oh, were you really?
Yeah.
Installing
stuff. He wasn't there, but sorry to beat you to the punch there.
Tell him we're all worried about him.
Yeah, I know. We're Instagram buddies, but no. He wasn't there. He had a bunch of guitars, but I believe his wife, we just dropped the TV off and that was it.
Guitars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bunch of guitars. Yeah. So I think he's doing some music related for sure. And you know,
really interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I'm interested in seeing what kind of projects he's got going on. But
so you went and dropped off some televisions and somehow found yourself in a bathroom.
No. This is a different site. All right. So I was at a site where I was like just troubleshooting stuff. And, there was other crews with me and they're all talking about, you know, the bidet and all that. And I didn't know what they were talking about because I'm just focusing on my work. And then I kind of overheard. He's like, I'm going to, you know, I would definitely trade in my Porsche for a bidet. And I thought they were talking about cars this whole time. So
you trade a Porsche for a bidet?
Yeah, because I guess it works wonders. So
I
was like,
it's not that great. It's not Porsche great.
Well, he has like the fanciest bidet that you can imagine, the top of the line where, you know, there's all different like,
it like tells
triggers
you
and warms your seat.
Huh? It tells you when you're low on sodium or something.
Exactly. Like everything you can imagine, it's all there. So anyways, I was like, I thought we were talking about cars this whole time. And it come to find out, I'm like, can I actually see a bidet? You know, he's like, yeah. So I'm like going in his garage. And he's like, no, it's actually over here. And he shows me and then it's this
toilet.
Like toilet with the light shining on it. And it's like, and I was like, Oh, okay, a bidet. Oh, right. I'm trying to follow, you know. But yeah, it was amazing though. It heats up your seat.
Did you use the bidet?
No, I did not. No, he wouldn't allow me. He loves his bidet, and he's like, I will take this bidet with me. If I move out, I'm taking this with me. It's wonders. So, I'm thinking about getting one. I don't know. I mean, yeah. You know, you never have to wipe ever again. That toilet paper clogs and all that good stuff.
No.
All right, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
That's first of all. If the dude has a bidet and is willing to trade a Porsche for it, something else is going on with that bidet.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? I'm not, you know, like unless the thing actually does stuff for you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware it's a family show, so I'm trying to be clean. So I'm going to say it again. Unless it does stuff for you.
Okay, right.
You know, it's just a cleaning thing and then you get out of there.
Yeah.
And you're done. A Porsche. No. I mean, they're great and all.
No, but, I know. And after I saw it, I was like, I would definitely, you know, have the bidet in the Porsche. That's what you need. The bidet in the Porsche, you never have to leave.
That's
oh, there you go.
On the road again.
One of his latest inventions were built toilet seats in the middle of movie theater rows, so you don't have to go like back and forth.
It's so annoying when people just cry.
You got a
excuse me.
There's like a whole thing happening with you
and toilets. Toilets, huh? I don't know what to say.
There's
I
like
just,
a whole thing.
You know,
maybe that's what the show should be about. Trying to figure out what that's about.
Toilet talk.
Yeah.
Well, that was my toilet talk. That's about it.
Bye.
Bye-bye, toilets.
Lush.
Right. Yeah.
You know, maybe we should explore that. Or someone should. I don't know if I'm the guy. But.
Right.
Maybe. But government shutdown still going on.
Yeah.
I think the scary part about that is that our lives are just fine, even though the government has shut down. Yeah. I mean, what does that say? I think
we're still going strong.
What do you think about it?
I don't.
All right, next topic.
TSA are calling out sick, and now's the time to fly for everyone out there. Now's the time to fly.
Because of the TSA people?
Being absent, I think.
Yeah, now you can get away with a lot of stuff. You can bring your shampoo.
Well, now you can just at least fly with some decency.
Yeah.
How about that?
Or dignity.
Dignity, exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they got to do what they got to do. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know.
Round two.
There we go. You guys are talking about government shutdowns. Yeah, he shut the government down because he wants the wall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to build this wall. And yeah. only $8 billion or something like that?
It's a bargain.
And he's only going to do like half of the wall. And it's going to cost so much more.
Oh, wow. You really took another shot.
I can pontificate like everybody else. But the truth is, I don't know nothing about politics. It's not what I do. I have no. The only thing I know about politics is, and this is what Trump's election proved, the president's not running shit.
Yeah. Right? No, that's no, for sure. Yeah.
And nobody believed that
yeah.
until he got in office. So as soon as he gets in office, then everybody's like, well, I don't understand. We can't. I've been telling exactly. people this for years.
No, yeah.
For years I've been telling people the president, it's a prom king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wins the prom, mm-hmm. and then they have a big thing, mm-hmm. and then he sits in an office, and then everybody else basically does what they're supposed to do. And then if it goes against what he's doing, he goes, hey, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to listen to him because he's a prom king.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no absolute power except for like the executive order. And you can't run a country signing executive orders because, you know, then you've got you got a dictatorship if you're doing that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think if it shuts down, stay shut down. Just don't reopen. You know, we'll be fine without the government reopening. I mean, it sucks for all the people, though, who do work in the government, you know, but...
Well, people need to get paid.
They do.
Yeah, I'm concerned for those people a little bit. But I do have to say, you know, when Omarosa came out with her tapes and all that, and, you know, she's not a very likable woman, Omarosa, the woman that was the spokesperson for Donald Trump.
Oh, the loudmouth from the show.
Yeah, The Apprentice, yep. Yeah. she's not a very likable person, but, you know, she came out with her tapes, and everyone focused on how much of a bee she was, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is kind of like, well, yeah, I mean, did you not watch the show? That was her thing.
Yeah.
And everyone failed to put more attention on the fact that in one of her tapes, when she got fired, you can hear General Kelly, you know, calling her in, as she said, he called me into a room. I was not allowed to call anyone, not my husband, etc. And when she asked him, does the president know about this? He said, the president doesn't run anything around here. I run things around here. So there you go. What more proof? But no one really focused on that. Everyone just focused on she's a traitor. She's leaking stuff. Get her. And I'm like, wait, you're kind of missing this point right here.
Yeah, nobody wants to.
Yeah, no one wants to focus on that.
But I've been saying it for years. Nobody pays attention to me.
Yeah.
Nobody cares what I got to say. I know everything.
Yeah.
Especially when I've got enough whiskey.
I know everything, too.
You know everything?
Yes.
I'm listening to you. You're all talking about the government and the thing and the tapes and the person and the thing and the thing and the... You know all kinds
yeah.
of stuff.
Yeah,
know.
She knows quite a bit.
I mean, we started off with toilets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're getting up. Like political, you know. I don't know what's going on. I'm just running out of whiskey.
Get him another one.
I got you. My brother.
There we go.
There you go.
Beautiful. All right. I'm in. Next topic.
Topic. What are we doing? I just got, because of the, I've been getting so much of these four-year consideration screeners. Have you?
Oh, yeah. No. I don't pay attention to that.
You just, whoa.
Whoa, you filled it up to the top.
You guys are, there's video that is of this, folks. Stop.
We're forget children. That. We're babies.
I know, I got you. I don't know. It's like...
Well, for your consideration.
That's good. All right, so you get the screeners and you watch the screeners and then you vote and all that now?
Yes, but I got The Handmaid's Tale for your consideration season.
Okay.
Okay.
Were you watching The Handmaid's Tale?
I know what it's about, but I don't watch it because, in my opinion, it's way too dark.
It's very dark.
Yeah.
It's not even an opinion. That's a fact.
It's a fact. It is a fact that it's a super dark show.
Yeah.
And I had an incredible interview with Michael Newbery up in Idlewild. He's a great artist, painter. And he really opened my eyes to, you know, whatever type of art that is out there, you create more of it. And it kind of, you know, manifests, which I can kind of see with so many science fiction films that are now reality.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that main reason, I don't want to see more shows about, because it's with the Me Too stories and all this, it's like The Handmaid's Tale is very possibly close to reality, possibly, but
it's kicking in.
It's just, you know what I mean? I want more stories about women and being heroines and strong stories about women other than being raped and all this and that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's let's try to stay away from that.
It's my opinion. So for that reason, I choose not to watch it. I'm going to have to send those screeners back.
No, you won't. You won't send them back.
Yeah, I will.
You should go on eBay and sell.
No. They have a tracking device. They have a tracking
device?
Yeah.
For the screeners?
Yes, they do. It's a tracking number, excuse me.
So what?
It's a built-in barcode.
SAG's going to come after you? Yeah.
The SAG,
yeah,
police.
Wow. what are they gonna do? You're not auditioning for this. No, no, no. Get out of here, SAG.
All right, I don't
know.
Well,
you don't want to jeopardize your.
I like to follow the rules sometimes.
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 It's because you don't drink enough whiskey.
That's right. That's right.
I need some more courage, Marcus.
Yeah. Well, this episode. It's brought to you by A Plus Total Carpet Cleaning. Now, Marcus,
nice.
Yeah. So you strike me as a party guy, and so when you go out to the parties and you go and you know, first of all, you got to have like the greatest, you know, the carpets need to be clean, okay? And A Plus Total Carpet Cleaning will do that for you. So if you're out there and you, you know, the parties, oh, Super Bowl's coming. The Super Bowl is coming. I had too much of this whiskey. It's all good. And we're going to get through it. And so we got a jingle for you.
This is planned? Is this about parties and football?
Nope, that's not it. For $99, three rooms. For $99. That's over 50% off. Did you know that?
That's a great price, actually.
Yeah, for three rooms. And so you guys, you'll be able to get all three rooms cleaned up, ready for the Super Bowl. And all you got to do is go to aplustotalcleaning@gmail.com and put SKS in that subject line.
I thought
you got over 50%
off. For
sure
you were going to forget the email because
I know
a little too much whiskey.
I'm good. All right.
I'm very excited about the sponsorship. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's really cool. That's very, very cool.
Very, very, very cool.
Yeah.
But the other day I was at the grocery store and man, it's kind of nauseating when you go into a store trying to buy food and you see people in pajamas.
Oh, it's so annoying.
This bothers you?
This bothers me. It doesn't bother you?
Why does it bother you?
Because it's gross.
Why is it gross?
Because that's what you wear when you go to bed.
These people in pajamas, are they affecting your food?
No, they're not.
Are they in the way of you buying your food?
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yes.
How are they in the way of you buying your food?
They are in the way of, because I have to see their hideous looking pajamas. Like,
so when you see the pajamas, you can no longer spend money to buy the food?
Yes, I can. It's just my experience is not as
enjoyable.
Enjoyable as
pleasant.
Yes, for sure.
You gotta let stuff go, man. You gotta let it go. You're gonna ruin your whole life worrying about nonsense.
It's no, it's gross.
No, it's nonsense.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
People wearing pajamas.
Me? Why should it bother me?
Because he wears pajamas
he wears
at grocery
pajamas.
Stores.
I think you.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
Nope.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I'm. Listen, you know, if you worry about stuff, you get to worry about stuff.
Yeah.
You
no,
I'm
not like super worried about it.
Right.
No,
I don't. No, I don't wish them any
harm. It's like
harm.
A whole topic on a podcast show. You brought it up like it's a real thing right after a sponsorship commercial.
Right, right.
I think it's a real problem for you.
Really?
I think it's a real thing. I do.
I think there are other people out there that really find that just disgusting.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure all of y'all need to let it go.
All right.
You'd be much happier.
All right. We're going to just let it go.
We're going to let it go. We're going to let it go with some whiskey.
The clothes. It's not the kind of clothes you would wear, but they're still clothes.
No, for sure. But whatever happened to the times when people wanted to look presentable?
Oh, you gotta let that go.
Because it's long gone.
You know why? Because
right?
you're living in should. Is the thing. You're living in should. If you're living in it should be like this, it shouldn't be like that, you're gonna create misery for yourself because it is like that. Right? So you go in the grocery store and you see a family full of people wearing pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, it shouldn't be like this. But it is.
No, I don't say that. I just scoff. I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah, it's the same thing. it's the same. It's like that's what they're going to do, right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. Right. It's not who you are.
Right.
It's not like you're going to go home and be like, well, I'm going to show them. I'm wearing pajamas. And I'm like, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
You don't allow the outside to affect what you do. You don't live outside in, you live inside out. So if you live inside out, the outside stuff is just, it's outside stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get you all riled up because you know what's cooking inside.
Yeah.
They elected Trump and everybody lost their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, why? Aren't you afraid? I'm like, no. What? He's so racist. People are gonna die in the streets. Like people are already dying in the streets.
Right.
They were like cops were shooting black dudes when Obama was president.
Right.
So you know, welcome to the party, pal.
Yeah. Actually, a lot when he was elected, there have been a lot of black people.
Black folks thought Obama got elected, it was gonna be Black People Day.
Mm.
It's not Black People Day.
Right.
He's the president.
They thought that there was going to be Black people.
Oh, because he was black.
He was.
I mean, well, he is black.
He's half white.
Right.
But I'm just saying, you know, you get all of that going, and everybody's like, oh, my God, I can't believe. How did he get elected? There's no way he couldn't have got elected.
Well, I knew he was going to get elected.
How'd you know?
Because I had a dream about it years ago.
Oh, that's right. You told me about the dream.
Yeah.
You know how I knew he was going to get elected?
How?
It was the only thing anybody we talked about. No, seriously. Yeah, that stuff's energy. That stuff's energy. So instead of people going, I want this person, people went, I don't want this person.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's energy. And energy goes out. And then the thing you keep talking about is the thing that happens.
No, I'm actually pretty good about surrounding myself with good, positive people that I definitely...
That's the smartest thing you can do.
Yeah.
You should talk to some of those positive people about the pajama people.
Well, maybe...
See if it bothers them.
I get your point. Weird.
I get your point because I'm actually...
It's weird, you know what I mean?
But I'm very... I'm all about like how people tailgate or speed and things like that. Or they don't have their lights on and it's like 8 o'clock at night and stuff. So I can't stop those people from doing what they're doing because they're going to drive horribly. As much as I want to just, do something, I can't. So I get your point. It bothers me too, but I kind of let it go slowly.
That's so funny that he says that because he doesn't.
I'm starting to let it go, I guess.
As of this moment, after Dr. Marcus Redman had this talk, now you're letting it go, but it's funny because I'm the one calming him in the car.
Right.
Okay. So, it's a problem for her because it's a problem for you.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't really bother me that much when people don't have their lights on and stuff.
It's dangerous.
Pajama.
No, I know, but it doesn't
is
really.
Is that him too or is that you?
No.
So the pajama thing is you. People with no lights on is you.
Right.
Yeah, you guys got it.
We got to let it go, you know, for sure. And they're going to wear pajamas. So I'm just kind of, you know, taking your point, and I think we're going to start letting it go, not affecting things.
Get a little bit more of that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, definitely.
Things won't bother you so much.
Wisdom, knowledge from the whiskey, the whiskey girl.
Bullet.
You said it yourself. You know, life is whiskey. So, I'm just
got to live up to it.
I'm going along with the flow here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's fine. They're still going to send food to the grocery store. It's okay. Everybody gets to eat. It's fine.
I guess it kind of bothers me a little bit too, like, because I figure, like, okay, if they're, I know they're probably not dirty. But some of them probably don't wash their hands and they're wearing pajamas and it just looks very no, homey, you know, I guess.
I notice people like, that don't wash their hands in public restrooms, but I call them out on it. Good. And they literally, yeah, I'm like, aren't you going to wash your hands? That's disgusting. And I've literally had a lady that was like, I just washed them right now. I just washed them right now. I'm like, no, you didn't.
That's a lot of energy. That's a lot of energy. You're the hand washing police.
I am. I am the hand washing.
Around making sure people wash.
And I'm the light police.
Well, you know what? I gave up on that, but I do carry
hand sanitizer.
Do you? For sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Well, see, there you
disgusting.
Go. There's a proactive thing that you can control.
Yeah.
But you gotta let go of the stuff you can't control.
That's for
like
sure.
Somebody that's going, it. Hey. I'm going to go to the supermarket, but you're in your pajamas. Nah.
I'll be real quick.
You can't control that.
They are in and out, and we're in and out. We're never going to see them again, so it's like it's one of those things that like, yeah, you're right.
Like
so
we've
from this point,
spent 10 minutes talking about people you're never going to meet.
True. True.
True. True. You're right.
We're going to
you're
stop
white.
This.
You're right. I think I said yeah. You're white.
Oh my god.
I mean,
take
I'm
a little bit more though.
You're right, Dr. Redmond.
I'm a little bit white too.
But,
my wife's white. White's cool. I like white people.
Yeah,
white
definitely.
People are great. You're white.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Chameleon's white.
I think it's amazing. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it is. It's good to be white.
But do you have a custom-made license plate?
No.
No?
No. What's the point of that?
Well, on our way here, we saw people with the gonna be late again, something like that, or always late.
Always late, yeah. One of them, and forgot what it was. It's like something late. It's just always that's the energy they're putting out. I'm going to be late all the time.
Right.
And I drive an Audi.
You know, if you're always going to be late, might as well be proud of it. That's my opinion on it.
I mean, you know, people like to personalize their license plates.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
Well, tell us about
your latest project.
Yeah, tell us about your latest project.
Did we talk about this last time?
No, we didn't.
We didn't talk about this? So I'm working with an amazing group of people on a television series called Murphy.
Nice.
And Murphy is about a soap opera star who's recently been kicked off of her soap opera. And her life, the events in her life are spiraling out of control much in the same way that a soap opera spirals. But instead of her, you know, sort of responding in a very sort of like melodramatic tone the way a soap opera would, she responds with copious amounts of whiskey and profanity.
Nice.
So it's a very, as the old folks would say, blue show. The goal is to offend everyone. So the idea behind the show is that it operates in a universe that is very, very similar to ours, but it's a place where ridiculous things happen on a regular occurrence. And the idea is to sort of hold a mirror up to what's going on in American society and sort of show the nonsense that is happening. And create a venue for people to laugh. Because personally, I feel like comedy is under attack right now. Nobody is able to say anything funny.
Yeah.
Comedy itself is being redefined, quote unquote. Comedy doesn't need to be redefined. Mm-hmm. It just needs to be funny.
Right.
And the problem is you have all of these comedies, especially, you know, they got the award show that's happening. There's an award show.
The Golden Globes?
Yeah.
It's happening
so
right now.
They got all these comedy
right
shows
now.
Right now,
that are nominated, and they're not funny. See, here's the thing with comedy, to me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You watch a comedy, right, and then you laugh.
Right.
That's comedy.
Right, exactly.
If you're watching a comedy and you're going, wow, that's so funny. That's not a comedy.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's a whole different beast.
Mm-hmm.
A comedy should make you laugh. There should be humorous things inside a comedy. Netflix just put this thing out. The stand-up. It's called Nadette. this woman, Hannah Guba Dabba Guba Dadum.
Hanna-Barbera?
Probably. No, she.
Did you just make that?
No, Hanna-Barbera. She's a Nickelodeon.
It's a cartoon thing. Uh-oh. But no. She went through a horrendous experience. She's an Australian comic, and she was assaulted, I believe, at a bus stop or something.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible. So she did this stand-up routine, and it's not funny. And everyone's saying, well, see, it's redefining what comedy is. I was like, no, it's just not funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's not interesting. You know, it's like a TED Talk.
Right.
That's what she did. She did a TED Talk. Right? TED Talks, sometimes every now and again, there's a little bit of humor, but mm-hmm. it's mostly informative or, you know, it's emotionally compelling or it offers some sort of emotional information or right. whatever. That's what that is. That's what she did. But to categorize it as comedy is wrong because it's not funny. So our show is we're trying to reintroduce people to funny. The goal is to laugh when it's comedy, like the opposite of what you're doing right now.
What?
You're not laughing.
She sounds super intense.
I'm listening.
Very, very intently she's listening to me, which is wonderful. But I'm just saying the idea here is laughter because we need it more than ever nowadays.
Yeah.
Because we're offended by everything.
Yeah,
we're like taking things everything. Too seriously.
Completely.
Yeah,
and we don't know how to let stuff go. Like we're like, and now we're validated by our offense. You know, like you can be offended by anything, and there's like a group that exists that can back you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's yeah. like, dude, come on, man, just
lighten up a little bit. Yeah,
that's
laugh.
Fine. Mm-hmm. It's okay. I mean, if we got to come over there and tickle you a little bit, then we'll come over there and tickle. But you can't do that because you can't touch nobody.
Right.
Touch people. And yeah. It's all, everything's so like, everyone's so uptight and so like, I need to make this point known and I need to be heard and I need mm-hmm. to be this and I need to be that. And really what it comes down to is that people don't understand themselves.
Right.
That's why they're so angry. Why they're needing for you to understand them. Because they're not worried about going inside to understand themselves.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you understand what's going on in here and who you are, you're not really worried about making sure other people understand you.
I definitely knew there was a problem when someone got fired at a bank just because the teller said, have a blessed day, something like that. I was just like, wow. I mean, it's a positive
anybody.
Thing.
But she can't. But nobody wants to offend anybody. You can't. So you can't say. You can't do. And you know.
No, the customer complained, and then she got fired as a result.
The worker got fired because the customer said this woman said have a blessed day.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
what was the offensive thing about being blessed? What was that?
That it was like, oh, you're categorizing me as if I believe in God and I don't.
It was too religious for them.
Yeah, it was. I mean, obviously, you can't really have a good argument because it's a positive thing.
But it's also in degrees. You know what I mean? Like, I personally know of. Let me see, how do I say this? I personally know of female professional. In the entertainment realm, who have been inappropriate with males, that they had power over.
Yeah.
I don't see any of them suffering.
Okay.
Did you guys hear about the writer, creator, director of Smilf on Showtime?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Right?
Yeah.
So Showtime comes out and says, it's okay. We'll give her a second season. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
But if Smilf had been Dilf and Frankie was Frank, that show wouldn't be on the air.
Oh, wait a minute. So the director was a woman. See, I don't follow the show, so I didn't know. I thought they were
Smilf
talking about
Smilf is a... It's a show created by Frankie Shaw, and she wrote, directed, stars in the show.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
Yeah, Frankie Shaw's that's a woman.
She's the star because I know who the star is.
Yeah, she's the one that did all the stuff that everybody's saying the stuff that happened.
Okay.
So they said, "Oh well,
Wow.
It's okay. Hmm. But, you know.
But if it was a man.
There'd be no show.
There'd be no show.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
That's very unfortunate. It kind of takes away from the equality that we want to see or that Hollywood wants.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know.
Don't hurt yourself.
There's too much.
You're thinking too hard.
Well, no, it's not even that, man.
Steam coming out of your head.
It's too much. Like, honestly, I personally think that at the base of all of this stuff, really, is the fact that we as a culture have absolutely nothing. We have no idea what to do with sexuality. We're terrified of it. Mm. We are absolutely terrified of sexuality in this country. And more than that, we're terrified of women and their bodies. I did a script. I was working on it in a studio. And there was a scene. It was a fantasy adventure thing, right? And we had a scene on page 50 where these creatures took bodybuilders out into the Everglades in Florida. Literally ripped them, ripped their limbs off.
Wow.
Threw the limbs into a pile and charbroiled them. Like, just, like, set them on fire because these creatures could breathe fire.
Gotcha.
Like, five dudes ripped apart, set on fire, like fed to the alligators. Mm-hmm. Cool. Not a big deal.
It's not on the National Geographic or? No, I'm just kidding.
probably, you know. 12 pages before that, there was a scene on the beach where these creatures, who, you know, could take human form, were sitting on the beach and they were plotting their next move, right? Well, it was set in Miami. And on Miami, in Miami Beach, topless beaches are legal. At least they were then.
Mm.
So we had two women who essentially would be extras walking down the beach. So the camera moved from the women to the crew.
Mm-hmm.
And we were told we had to put bikini tops on the women in the script so that we could avoid an R rating. I was like, 12 pages from now, murder and dismember and set on fire five dudes. That's okay? Like, that's
right.
That's fine? But, like, four nipples?
Yeah.
That's R? Seriously?
Yeah.
You know what they told me? You can decapitate 10 adult men in a feature film, and it's still PG-13. One female nipple? R.
Or a male nipple?
No.
Nope, just female. Okay.
Just a female nipple.
Oh, my gosh.
If that doesn't tell you how we feel about women in this culture, nothing will.
Interesting.
One female nipple, R. 10 decapitated dudes, PG-13.
Wow.
That's very astonishing.
Yeah, that is.
Well, crazy. On that note, we've got our game.
I know. I did a little research. I'm going to try and stump you here.
We tortured ourselves for you, Marcus.
You tortured yourselves? Why would you torture yourselves?
We tortured ourselves listening to K-pop.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
For this next
torture?
Game.
Unbelievable. Yes. You have no sense of great music. If you tortured yourself.
It was hard.
It was hard? Yeah, that's not K-pop. Now, if this is what you were listening to, yes, you did. You did torture yourself. You
game.
Did. Yeah. This is
you the game part.
That's
the intro.
Chameleon karaoke.
That's
kazoo karaoke.
Oh, we're doing the kazoo again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's all with the K-pop. So, all right. We know how this works. I'm going to play the song, and I'm going to do my best, and you're going to try and guess what it is as
with
you a K-pop fan, okay?
It's all K-pop music for you.
Oh, well, okay.
Let's see how well you know your K-pop.
Well, it's a kazoo, so you know, it's, let me see.
All right, quiet on the set.
Oh,
There it is. What is that song?
What is that
noise? Do it again.
All right. Can only do one more.
Did It Did It Do by Blackpink?
Let me check. Because it was all in some language. I'm trying to. And
yeah,
so
that would
just
be Korean.
He'll
Korean,
know.
I'm
just
sorry.
Play the song.
That yeah, yeah.
He'll know if it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Wow.
You guys thought I was kidding when I said I listened to K-pop, didn't you?
No. We actually believed you, which is why we did this for you.
I can't believe you call that torture. It's a fantastic song. Wonderful. Marcus,
all right, Marcus. We do one more because we're running out of time. Yeah. All right.
I'll do the best yep. one.
Okay. All right. All right.
Sounds like Big Bang.
No.
Is that Big Bang? Oh, it's Twice. Oh, it's that. That wasn't thinking that far back.
Yeah. Okay. That's
kind of like
that's K-pop.
That's definitely K-pop, but it's like you know. It's like the older Americanized,
that's
like
what I was
totally
thinking.
Acceptable American. I was trying to think of like, you know.
I love the Mitt Romney style version.
There's a Mitt Romney style version?
You haven't heard?
I have not.
It's hilarious.
I need to hear it.
Mitt Romney style. Hey, wealthy ladies. boom,
that's
boom,
funny.
Boom.
Okay,
it's
yeah,
funny.
I need to hear that. Yeah. I need to hear that. All right, you got another one for me?
Or we, I do, but I forgot how it went.
You
forgot? I forgot
which
how
one was
I...
it? Can you play it real quick?
All right. Okay, we got it. Do you know that one?
Okay. I heard like a little. No, I don't think so. It's a definitely. It's a dude band. It might be BTS, but I'm not that familiar with BTS.
Oh, was it?
Is it BTS?
All right. Yes. What song?
I don't.
Okay. All right.
I'm not familiar with BTS.
No, he got BTS. Okay,
yeah.
That's all right.
We'll
enough.
Just play it.
Oh, I know that song. Yeah. I know that song.
Yeah, I totally forgot it.
Fake a Love. Yeah. Okay.
You groove to it.
I like BTS. Not as much as Big Bang though. Big Bang's like that's.
Big Bang. Okay,
yeah.
I'm gonna have
Big
to look
Bang.
Them up.
Big Bang. There's a song they have. It's like an anthem. It's called Bang Bang Bang. It's fantastic. It's great music. How do you not like this stuff? Like, what
How
are you
do you
to?
Like this? Because
it's awesome. Are you kidding me? It's beautiful. It's like. Fun and free and it's just fun stuff. Like, what do you listen to? What do you like? What do you enjoy?
I'm telling you, I've been listening to classical and it's been freeing me.
It's great, but like,
I
you
feel
know,
no, really,
there...
it's like this. It's so refreshing for me.
I, dude, I'm all about classical music. I think classical music is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of swing music. I love
like
swing
music
from the 30s and the 40s.
Nice.
But like, do you like anything modern or not? Because I wouldn't blame you if you did, because a lot of the modern stuff I can't stand.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I don't.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
I understand that this is pop music, and I know that there's American pop music made by people like, you know, Beyonce and whoever. I don't know the other people, but like I
just know Beyonce.
I only know that because
you don't
that's...
know Britney Spears.
Oh, I know Britney Spears. What's the thing with the song? The thing you got to work. You want a Maserati? Or
oh
whatever.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Okay,
that's all right.
I know the dance moves to that song.
Do you really?
I memorized.
All right,
it,
let's wrap this up so we can see this because I need to see.
Okay, for sure. Yeah,
let's get this going.
All right.
All right, what?
We gotta close the show.
Okay.
It's that time.
Yeah, close it up.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Strange Chameleon Show. We got a gift for you. Thank you for playing.
A kazoo.
Chameleon Kazoo Karaoke.
Marcus, and it's red for Redmond.
Ah. Yeah. See how we do that?
That's helpful. That's helpful.
Well, Marcus, we hope you had a good time.
I did.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on to our show again, part
two.
Thank
you for sharing your words of whiskey wisdom.
Of course. Thank you for the whiskey and the K-pop, the Kazoo K-pop.
Not a problem. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you want to get your K-pop on, jam on!
Have a strange night. Have strange dreams.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.